as my shot glass, can't you see? I'm drinking shots. Where is my shot glass? Can't you see? I'm drinking shots. Where is my shot glass? Can't you see? I'm drinking shots.
Where is my shot glass?
Can't you see? I'm taking shots.
If you guys have not watched I May Destroy You on HBO Max, what are you doing with your life? Watch it immediately.
Immediately. It's one of the coolest, best shows I've ever seen, actually.
What's the name again?
I May Destroy You.
Yeah. I May Destroy You. Available on HBO Max. Shout out to the brilliant Michaela Cole for writing, producing, starring in such a masterpiece. Golden Globes. Like, I don't know what you were thinking. I don't, like, you could never.
Seriously.
But you deserve all the things. And this is the Blackboard Collective presents Justice and Juice.
That's as high as my voice goes up right now. That's the energy that I have.
She's on the other side of the country, so give her a break.
Yes.
You were actually sleeping through that, I think. It was.
I just woke up, actually. It's very weird.
We forgive.
Yay.
We forgive our hosts who are on EST. We understand. It's
Thank
hard.
You. Thank you. I'm here.
I am Casey. And today I'm drinking a cute little mocktail. It's got Ritual Zero Proof in it, as well as, what did I put in here? Some sparkling peach tea, lemon juice, and a little bit of ginger.
You always surprise me and amaze me with your drink choices.
I know. What is Ritual Zero Proof?
It's an alcohol alternative, so it's made to, like...
Oh, it's like Seed Lip? Totally.
I don't know what that is. What is the one that you just said?
Seed Lip. It's non-alcoholic alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's essentially what it is. And it has like a little bit of a burn. So it's like,
oh,
yeah.
A little bite?
Yeah. which is fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I have today. Paige, what you drinking?
What's up, y'all? It's Paige. I'm drinking some anti-stress tea because I have 3 papers due this week. So... I'm just taking it down a notch a little bit. Also, yesterday was my mom's birthday, and we got really drunk. So
that's fair.
Shout out
to Mama.
What a
Happy
time!
Birthday, my Aquarian, my fellow Aquarian.
Yes,
I know.
Yes,
our
we had a great
host had
time.
A birthday.
Oh my god, I know. Laska, tell us about your birthday, and then tell us what you're drinking.
This is Laska here, activist artist asshole, and I'm wearing my new Blackboard artist activist asshole hoodie. Sweatshirt. Get it on the merch store, you guys.
Yeah, it's real cute.
It's worth it.
I'm very jealous of it.
Shit, 3 words, just sign you up.
Oh my god, the AAA.
It's perfect. AAA. Yeah, I like that.
I hate myself.
My birthday was on January. Oh, I'm drinking for the both of you. I'm drinking for everybody tonight because I just have tequila on
Thank
ice
you.
With a lemon. So I'll be turnt the fuck
I love
up
that.
At the end of this podcast. And
I
I'll
love
be
that
the
spirit.
Only one. I'm sure I'll get this back tomorrow and be like, wow, it's really fucking yelly.
Well, Paige and I will be loopy just from being tired. So, like, it'll be the same thing.
We'll be doing great.
My birthday was January 31st.
Happy birthday!
Yes,
Happy
Aquarian
birthday.
Through and through. It was great. We had brunch. We hung out. I passed out.
Yeah.
Y'all, I tried to... woke up and I had all my friends on a little Zoom party.
Yeah,
like, you know, two friends that I had, but they were all there and I was so happy to see everyone's faces.
I joined Alaska's birthday Zoom and she was like, I just woke up. And I was like, you
That's
know what?
True.
If that ain't turning our age, then I don't know what is.
I was going to say.
This is what happens when you turn 20.
Any birthday after 25, if you don't have a midday nap, like you're lying. You're just lying.
Right, honestly,
like,
you've just lied.
You are a liar and you know it.
Like,
if you
I
don't day drink
yourself
with a midday
or no.
nap.
Yeah. Also, why are people haters about naps? Like, take a nap, you know?
Because
I'm
capitalist. Capitalist society has forced us to think that resting is bad. Okay.
Well, Paige is in school, and she's ready to stick it to capitalism, okay?
I am driving everyone around me insane because this is just what I do now. I just hear things like, well, actually, it's rooted in feminism and it's rooted in misogyny. Like, that's me now.
I love it.
So it's actually
that's
me
amazing.
Before. Now it's just annoying. So
can I just put you in my pocket and like just pull
Paige? I know, just whip you out at people when they say stupid stuff.
Yeah, that's, absolutely. That's you guys, there. FaceTime me. I'll just change the
saying to talk to my page.
Oh my god, that's cute.
For all my listeners that didn't see me, it was like the talk to my hand reference, but not talk to my page.
That's so amazing. Nice. I want that on a t-shirt with just like a little page on the hand. With just a page on the hand.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be very cute.
Write it down.
Wizard.
So you guys, we're trying to get Wiz merch coming soon as well for the wizard. He's like fighting it and pretty soon he's not gonna be able to. I'm not gonna design it. He's a much better designer. But
someone will we'll find it. I have so many ideas for wizard merch.
I know. We just need somebody who knows how to use Photoshop, to be honest. That's really all
we'll find it.
Anyway, so our Black-owned business that we're highlighting this week is Semicolon Books. Semicolon Books is the only Black-owned, Black female-owned bookstore and gallery space in Chicago. And it's really, really, really dope. I was lucky enough to be able to purchase some books from there, which I just got a couple in the mail today, which was really exciting. So I can't wait to read them. You guys, check them out. You can find them online at, let me see. So www.semicolonshy.com. And that's where you can find them online. So check them out. Buy some books. Read some stuff. You should be standing inside reading anyway. So just do
Please read.
Yeah. Please read books from Semicolon Books. What was their Instagram too? We found it last time.
Oh, it's at, thank you for saying that. It's at Semicolon Shy. So Semicolon C-H-I. Also, I just want to take this moment, you guys, because we lost one of my personal, like, idols. And one of the books that I received today was her biography, The Cicely Tyson, Just As I Am. Semicolon Legend. Was, yeah, I think they're out now or it's, like, on back order. But you can pre-order it for when they restock, and I think you should. So do it. RIP Cicely Tyson. We love you. Yeah. We miss you.
What a gem. Really.
Yeah. Legend.
And Cloris Pioneer. Leachman too. Like, we lost a lot of people this week were very iconic actors. It's been a week, man.
Very, very sad. Well, to lift the spirits before we
crash them. Yeah. You guys lift all crash. Go.
So the Golden Globe nominations came out. There were some clear, like, victories that we were very excited about. I know one of the ones that I, like, had my eyes on to be like, she better be nominated was Regina King, because obviously, like, directing mastermind of her, like, debut production. Like, this was the first thing that she directed, and she killed it. So, so happy to see her getting her flowers. And
yes, her powers. Did you say getting her powers?
Powers or flowers?
I said flowers. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Kind of.
I feel like everyone should know in the chat, we are having a conversation about Casey's internet connection in the chat while we're doing this. Sorry if things feel disjointed and weird. We're back. We're patched. Everything's fine.
But okay. I don't know if the wizard ever answered, and I've just been talking. So hopefully
he hasn't. But whatever.
He did. He said it's fine. Oh, he said to me that it's fine.
Oh, great. Perfect. I'm very glad to hear that.
I'm the only one who knew that.
Yeah, I was just like over here like hoping for the best. Like, I'm just going to keep talking.
We're Same. Good. I'm still drinking. We're still moving on.
Yeah, like, I told you the alcohol wasn't going to make a difference. We all sound like we're trashed anyway. So
yes, get her flowers. Also get her powers.
I can get that.
That day that all the Black people were supposed to get their powers, it passed, and I don't think we did. So
I'm still waiting for my powers.
They'll come. Will come.
I'm hoping. Are there any others that you guys are particularly excited about? Any other noms?
Noms? Nom nom for us, David.
Like nominee, nominee, nom noms.
Oh my God. Shout out to Schitt's Creek.
Yes. Thank you. I didn't know if anybody heard that. Of course. I honestly haven't seen like a ton of things right now. I'm being a trash artist and just not watching anything new.
I really need to watch Promising Young Woman. I've heard
I've heard really good things about that
incredible.
Too.
Incredible.
Yeah. But I need to watch Ma Rainey's Black Bottom too.
Yeah, I've heard
and it's the incredible. United States versus Billie Holiday. I listened to a podcast about the United States versus Billie Holiday.
Wait,
and
that's not out yet. Crazy.
I don't know. She's nominated, so it's
what
probably
I really
not out. But the podcast
is. Was Pieces of a Woman. I really was like, isn't it's Vanessa Kirby and Shia LaBeouf, I believe, isn't it as well?
Is Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, oh, is Shia in that? I love Shia. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Who's not? He's a bit on the the fire right now, isn't he?
Isn't he like always under
always
fire?
The fire? Isn't he always like? That's not why you don't.
Yikes.
You don't love Shia LaBeouf in hopes of him like not being controversial. Like I think you just have to like accept it. Yeah. And until he does something where it's like, you know, I don't want him to be a predator. Like that's right. Where I kind of have to be like, well, I'm gonna draw the line. Is that what he's under fire for?
Yeah, yeah. It's abuse.
But the thing is, the thing that I have to say that I do admire about Shia LaBeouf is he doesn't run from things that he's done. Like something that I really can't say now, people is like, I didn't do that. And people are like, well, you did it. It's like you have to hear what I'm saying, and then you like kind of own that. He was able to at least go, okay, well, at least I'm being faced with this. Like I can handle being faced.
Wait,
with
what
it.
Is and the abuse was, story? Who did he abuse?
His ex girlfriend.
FK Twigs.
Yeah.
An artist. He's like a musical artist. And then Sia came out, which I was like, Sia, I love Sia, but she was like, yeah, and he made me like cheat on my guy. And I was like, he made you be unfaithful? I don't understand. Like,
interesting.
Like the way she said it was very, like very much blaming him for her like stepping out of her situation. I'm like, girl.
I just think that he's an emotional manipulator. And I think that those people probably. Can really like dig into the wrong people. And so I do like... And obviously, like, nobody knows, like, what happened really with, like, Sia and him and FK Twigs. But I think that emotional manipulators can make you do things that you would never do. Like, can just, like, dig in there. And so, I mean, you know.
I'm not on here to say anything for 100% believe women. And I believe Sia has her point. But because she said it, like, well, I was in a relationship and he, like, you have to read her tweet to like understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
the way that she phrased it, I was like, "Huh." There's always two sides to a story, but I mean, women are not lying. They
absolutely believe women.
Story like women are not lying. Believe women.
I mean, I think that Shia would probably tell you the women are not lying,
and that's what he said. No, but that I think that was part of his response.
But
like,
I also think that like I don't know. Yeah, what I Shia
also
has been unwell for a very long time.
Yeah,
so
it
kind of. What makes you think that?
why would you? I don't understand where you're getting that information from. A bold claim. I'm just going to keep quoting Schitt's Creek all night. Is that cool with everybody?
Yes, please.
Also, just kind of while we're on the topic of this, shout out to Evan Rachel Wood and her. She named Marilyn Manson. Like named him as her abuser, and she has been a huge domestic violence advocate and has gotten laws passed. I have a friend of mine who said that laws that she has passed has helped her with her own personal case that she has in court right now. Like, so shout out to Evan Rachel Wood.
That's amazing.
Believe women.
Yes.
Also, side note: has anybody actually seen Marilyn Manson before? I'm joking. The joke is like, hello, have you seen?
Because he's demon.
Yeah, he looks crazy.
He's so scary.
Yeah, shout out to Evan Rachel Wood though for being dope. This best performance by an actor in a supporting role in a motion picture is going to be a really hard one because there's a lot of good ones here. Daniel Kaluuya. I mean, I haven't seen Judas and the Black Messiah yet because it's not out yet. But I'm so excited about that movie. Sacha Baron Cohen in The Trial of the Chicago 7 was fucking brilliant.
I haven't seen that movie. I have to see that movie.
It's so good, Paige. You're going to love it. And Leslie Odom Jr. in One Night in Miami, also brilliant. Now, The Little Things was not that good of a movie and neither was On the Rocks.
I totally agree. We watched The Little Things the other night and the entire time I was just like, what is happening? Like, what is going on here? And honestly, I like, what's that guy's name? Not Denzel Washington, the white one. What the fuck is his name?
Remy Malek?
Jared Leto?
No, Jared Leto. Oh, Remy Jared Malek, Leto. One, he'll always just look like Freddie Mercury to me, and he'll never be anything else. Unfortunately, I know. He was fine, but like, but.
Well, no, I didn't love his performance. I thought.
But then Jared Leto gives me the creeps. I don't want to watch movies with Jared Leto in them because he's scary. He's scary.
He's incredible.
He's a good actor.
He's horrifying. He's a good dude. He creeps me out.
He's just fucking great to watch, though.
He creeps me.
He's a really good actor, but also there's something about him where it's like, oh no, you're real life creepy. And that's why you get these creepy roles and you do them really well, because I feel like you are creepy.
Yeah,
especially like hearing stories about him on the set of Suicide Squad and all that stuff, like where he was being like really crazy. He's not my fave, but he was fine in that movie, I think.
It seems like this year wasn't the best for films for a lot of reasons, right? They didn't have a lot of releases and launches because of all this stuff, but it was a great year for TV. And I feel like the Golden Globes like totally blew it on the nominations for TV compared to the films. Like,
yeah, I agree.
I just feel like it's just like kind of boring and old and no it offense really to Schitt's Creek, stuff like that, but it's just like some of the nominations feel like, what?
Wait, Schitt's Creek isn't nominated.
Schitt's Creek is nominated. They're for nominated what? For...
their last season.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm looking at drama. I was like, I don't see that one.
Yeah.
But it's just like it was a weird year for film, but an amazing year for TV. And I just totally don't feel seen at all by the TV nominations.
That's true. Stuff could have been nominated last year.
Although I will say, I fucking love Olivia Colman. She's one of my favorite actors.
Oh she absolutely.
Like, I'll nominate her every year, even if she didn't do anything.
She'll be like Meryl.
Right. Just, let's just put her in there. Why not? Throw her in the hopper.
You just had to say that. Like, that's all you were trying to do. You were just trying to throw in, put it in the hopper. But Zach, I completely agree, because they nominated Al Pacino for Hunters, and Hunters came out like 2 years ago.
Yeah, like Hunters is very old. Oh, you guys, though. Okay, wait. Let me say, I have three different thoughts. A, Ted Lasso is brilliant. If you haven't watched it, watch Ted Lasso. It's so fucking good. I'm so happy it's nominated. B, what the fuck is Emily in Paris doing on here? Emily can get the fuck off this list. Like, honestly, nobody liked that show. I don't know one human who liked that show.
Like,
if you are a listener and you like that show, please let us know.
Honestly, call in. Call in to the show.
Call in. Tell me what you like. Call Paige's number. Can we get Paige's number on here?
No, don't call me. I will not answer your phone call. I don't answer phone calls for people I know. But
email us.
Email and let me know why you liked that show.
Yeah, Emily in Paris to me is a great show for being what it was, not for being a nominated show of being like high quality content. It's like, it was exactly what it was supposed to be, which does not mean it should be worthy of accolades.
Yeah.
I think there's an article that was like, I wrote Emily in Paris and I shouldn't be nominated. It was like this really funny. Like,
she was a writer and she was like, I should not, like, this show should not be nominated for a Golden Globe. I May Destroy You should be nominated for a Golden Globe. Like, get all it's the way so out true. Of here.
That's crazy.
Also, Queen's Gambit.
Oh, I have not seen that yet. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, so good. Oh, please. I know. I binged that like overnight. But, like, it was like we were up so late watching that. It's so, so fucking good. You guys watch that.
I think it could win.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. That actor, the actor who's the main actor in that, is just fucking insane.
That's great.
I don't know her name off the top of my head, but man, she's incredible.
I'm happy that it got nominated. It's one of the few newer things. I'm so proud of Jane Levy. For getting nominated for Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. She is fantastic. She's phenomenal in that show. Oh
my gosh. My friend is on that show. That's exciting.
Who's your friend? Who does your friend play?
I don't watch that show. I'm a terrible friend. His name is Michael Thomas Grant, and he is the like tall, skinny white boy that she works with.
He's so good.
Link, I think is his. No,
I think his name is Leaf.
Leaf. We call him my dad's boyfriend because my dad loves him. He is my friend's boyfriend, and so I say to my friend, my dad's boyfriend, who is your boyfriend, was great. Like, that's just how we refer to Michael Thomas Grant in my house. Hi, shout out if you listen to the pod. We love you.
Yeah, he's fantastic, and he looks a little like one of my ex-boyfriends, so I'm always But he's
fun story about that show. I was almost on that show. I went in for like a producer director meeting and everything. They went through all these auditions to play the best friend, the one who's
actually play Mo.
Yeah, to play Mo. Oh, so wanted it. Still bummed, but it's a really good choice. At least the role is completely different than me, because like the person who's playing it is very different than who I am. So
yeah, you can't watch him and be upset. Like
No, not at all.
Like at all. He's just
who plays him?
I don't know his name.
But damn, way to go for getting to.
Yes, we love that. No, that
I don't. So I do know his name.
That's all right.
I don't know
because
his name.
I do. I follow him, and I just because you asked, I can't think of it. But he's incredible. He was in Once on This Island on Broadway.
Oh, Alex Newell.
Yes.
Alex Newell. Yes.
I mean, one of the most insane voices I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, like, really incredible. Absolutely insane. Stupid.
Don Cheadle for Black Monday, amazing. Eugene Levy all the time. Jason Sudeikis is brilliant in Ted Lasso once again. And Rami Youssef. I'm so happy for him.
Oh my gosh.
So cool. Lots of good stuff. So that I think is all the stuff that Ethan Hawke for Good Lord Bird. That was good.
You know what show got totally disrespected too? Like absolutely disrespected is Dave.
You're so right.
I never saw
like that. How is Emily in Paris as a comedy musical over Dave?
That's shocking.
What is Dave on? I'm sorry, I don't know what Dave is.
Dave is an FX Hulu project.
Yeah, you can watch it on Hulu.
You will gobble it up so fast.
Yeah, especially you, Alaska. You will love it.
I'm just trying to finish Game of Thrones still, guys. I'm just trying to finish Game of Thrones.
Different level. This is a different
spoiler
level.
Alert. Daenerys and fucking Jon Snow related. I can't right now. This is where I'm at. Don't say anything else because that's where I'm at right now. And I can't. I'm just trying to process that.
I need you to not tell us anything else about your Game of Thrones. Like, no. But then next week, I need you to be finished with it. And I need your I need you to finish the series right before we start recording because I want your honest and actual opinion because I have many fucking opinions about that show.
I text Casey so fast the other day, just like, what the fuck?
I know. I've been getting Alaska's Game of Thrones live tweets and it's like my favorite thing.
I feel a little upset that I haven't been invited in on those and it's fine.
I didn't know you watched it. Honestly, I didn't know you watched it. I was going to text you. Casey told me, so I messaged her, but if I knew, I didn't want to spoil anything to anybody. I don't know who's like behind her.
Oh, no. I've seen that show so many times. I used to rewatch the season, like, I used to rewatch the entire show before a new season would come out because shit happened. Yeah, like,
that is so much dedicated. Time, Paige.
Dedicated. I used to have a lot of time.
Also, still, Daenerys is such a babe. Big lesbian crush.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, Mother Dragons. Also, who wouldn't want to be on her team? Or is everyone dumb? Or like, what's going
on? I know.
On?
Seriously, yeah. Like, bend the fucking knee. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Just bend the fucking knee. Like,
Speaking of bending the knee, let's talk about AOC.
Yes. Queen.
I don't know how I feel.
I'm proud of that segue.
That was
good ass segue. I did not say.
That's not where I thought you were going to go with that segue, and I am very proud. I thought you were going to go that, like, the Republicans need to, like, get their shit together because that's where my brain went. I will bend the knee to AOC at any moment.
Next thing one is saying the other. I feel like the Republicans need to bend the knee to AOC specifically.
Specifically.
If they even have any fucking kneecaps left. These
they're so old. I know they can't.
Crispy, crunchy, crotchety asses.
Right. Like, what knees?
Crispy, crunchy, and crotchety.
No.
All three. So, all right, y'all. Let's talk about AOC. Let's talk about my queen. Oh, yeah.
We are so wrong.
This will be introducing Clapback Corner. And this week on Clapback Corner, we will just be praising this queen for coming on her Instagram Live and talking about a very personal traumatic experience and being accessible to us. Because the thing that I think a lot of people forget too is that people in the public eye don't have to be accessible to you and they don't have to put their shit like out for people to then create horrible hashtags the next day and gaslight her and say she wasn't even there and like do all these things. And so anytime you see a person, even if it's a person you don't agree with, sharing a story like that, like respect that. Enough. Like Kellyanne Conway is a monster and she shared that she was a sexual assault survivor and I was like, all right, well, Kellyanne, like, yeah, you're the worst, but like you, right. We just have to be better to each other. I was rage scrolling Twitter today.
There's like a certain level of humanity that you hope people can maintain, even though you don't agree with somebody all the way. Mm-hmm. Like, I never want to hear that a woman has been sexually assaulted. I never want to hear that. I'm never going to, regardless of how much you throw hate speech at me and everything I believe in, that's still going to be like, fuck, I wish that didn't happen to you. Sexual assault is not cool.
Absolutely. So
I don't know. I'm always a little blown away at the audacity of people to say things like terrible things about people who are giving us the privilege of being let in on a story that they don't have to let us in on. And like AOC was sharing that she hasn't even told many people in her personal life that she was a sexual assault survivor. So to share that for the first time on a mass platform is just incredibly brave. And I don't think that people realize that it's an invitation for you to see her as a human and understand that these are real people whose lives were in danger because mm-hmm. of the slanderous comments of a lot of her fellow Congress people. And how scary that must be. She is a human, just like yeah. you. So like, fucking relax. Give people a chance.
I mean, yeah, it the right-wing Twitter today, like, really, 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 like, knocked down how I feel about humanity, like, so much. Because it truly is, it's like, it's infuriating to watch yeah. people, like, just completely discount everything she had to say and say that she was being dramatic and, like,
which is exactly what she said that people would yeah. say.
And like gaslighting her into like, and she, and I mean, you know, she's a queen and she's not going to stop and she's not going to like let them tear her down. But like just the audacity and the true and actual hatred for the truth is insane. And it's absolutely infuriating. And I hope more people come forward with their stories of what happened that day. And I do think that it's important to understand too that trauma does affect you in different ways. And the way that you perceive a dangerous situation because of your past traumas, if you've experienced any, which I believe honestly a lot of people have, it affects you differently. You read a situation differently. Like that's just the way it is. And so you know, I think that the fact that she had to go and hide in Katie Porter's office and Katie Porter was like telling her, you know, it's going to be okay. Like I have enough stuff in here for a month. Like we're going to be fine. I'm a mom. I've got this. Like calming her down, being like, you know, Katie Porter in her infinite wisdom. And AOC said, I hope I get to be a mom someday. I hope I don't die today. Like no one should think that or say that at their place of work. And yeah. I just think that like there has to be this humanity that's brought back in to the right. Cause it's gone. Like I keep trying to find it and I keep thinking like, oh, this is gonna be the time. Like this is gonna be when, and then it just never happens.
Yeah.
And it's infuriating. It makes me so mad. Cause like, yeah. what do you do? You know?
Yeah. I mean, where is the line, I guess, is something that I feel like I've been asking for a really long time, because if there is no line, then that's terrifying. And it's starting mm-hmm. to look more and more like there is no line. Like there is no length to which these people will not go in order mm-hmm. to get their way, which is what exactly? Like, I'm confused on why they're even being so awful.
Because like, they're abusive. That's why they're being so awful. Just like she was talking about. They're not going to take accountability. They're not going to hold anybody accountable to this insurrection. And it's that, like kind of like AOC explained, it's an abusive thing. That's what abusers do. they go like, it's not that big of a deal. And what she said was, it's not that big of a deal so that we can do it again.
Right.
We're gonna pretend like it didn't happen so that we can do it again. That's what abusers do. I'm gonna hit you and then it's your fault, but you're being really dramatic. Don't do that. So that I can hit you again so that you feel like, you know what I'm saying? And it's just mm-hmm. a fucking simple thing. Yeah. Until what? Until like there's no fucking democracy, basically. And until like we don't
yeah,
have
Yeah, that's control. What I'm I mean, that's I guess what that's what I'm really asking is like, what is the end game for Republicans? Like, do you want to destroy democracy? Like is
yes.
that
the answer is yes.
Is yeah. That, absolutely.
And create what? Like, what do you want in its place?
Authoritarianism.
A dictatorship?
Yes.
Yeah, dictatorship.
That's what they want. At the like the bare bones of what they want is absolute power. And that's what they've always wanted. And once they realized that the country was changing and that, you know, they haven't won a popular vote since 2004. Like, and like I don't even think they won one before that. Like It's been a lot of times that they have, they're just not the popular party. They are shrinking and they know that and they understand that. And all they want to do is hold on to power. Like
but somehow they still find like pockets of power to fucking like, you know, push things in the way that they want it. It's so
because they work the system because unfortunately the system was built for them. The no, system was built by people like them.
So again, it comes down to destroying a two-party system and having more than just the Democrats and the Republicans. This is, it's not just one-sided. This is what the system is.
I will say, so I will say though, so the thing about having a more than two-party system is that it suddenly becomes like there's so many different ideas and there's so many different things that it throws the entire system into chaos. And so it like, it just like sounds like a really good idea. And I think that there could be some way to like get it to where it is like a good idea, but there can't be 12 different parties because then nothing ever gets done.
I'm by no means saying there should be 12 different parties, but like libertarianism. Oh my God. I can't even fucking speak too much tequila already is already a party. It's not like it's not there. It is a thing. And so, you know, like those ones, the ones that we already have, we could you take those and expand
yeah.
on them.
Or, but the ones, yeah, that we have, but that are saying, they never
Republican
have a shot.
And Democrats are the only ones that have the money. They have the power. And so yeah. because they have the money and the power, they become corrupt underneath of it all.
Well,
and it's hard to be able to believe in the big, powerful systems above you that you can't relate to because you're not fucking living up there. Like
yeah.
you're over here working fucking five jobs trying to survive. Like you can't like, I don't know. All I know is I'm just trying to survive. Can we pass some legislation so I can survive better? Like that's
yeah.
where I'm at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah. So. And I think that one of the things that I feel like could help with that is if we change the way we vote. I think we need to start using ranked choice voting. And I think that
yes.
that would give these parties that exist that never have a shot because we have to make sure that, you know, whoever's going to get it will get all of these votes. No, if you do ranked choice voting, then the actual person who was the most popular, even if they're like your second choice, you know, they will get the votes that they're due and it will give a lot more people a chance. And I don't
Speaking
know
of,
who we write. I don't know who we write, who we petition, who we bring this to make it happen. But ever since I learned about it, I've been like, why are we not all doing that? Like there are yeah. certain states like Maine does it. And it's changed the way that they even campaign. Like
mm-hmm.
that because it's better for them if they get along. Like if it, well, like there was this campaign thing that I watched where two candidates were together and they were like, hey, when you go to the ballot, vote for me if I'm your first choice, but vote for him next. And he was like, or vote for me and vote for her next. And it was the cutest thing. And I was like, look at you, Maine. If only our country could work this way.
Seriously. Seriously.
Like, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Unfortunately, I believe that the only way that we could rework our federal voting system is to rewrite our constitution. And with the current
which we
Republican
need.
Party.
Which should happen
yeah,
anyway.
But literally, it's just, you guys, I had to compare constitutions all week last week. And I literally, like, reading our constitution, I was just like, this is so dated. Like, it's so.
Paige, did you watch What the Constitution Means to Me?
No, girl, I have had no time to do that, but I will, and it is on my list of things to do. I know.
You have to watch it. It's so good. It's exactly what, because you will just be like, that is your amen corner. You will be on your feet. You will love this woman.
I can't wait.
But yeah, we need a new constitution. It's not a crazy thing to ask for. The one we have is antiquated. It does not work. It does not protect us.
Question. I have a question for you guys. I heard that Fuckface is starting his own political party.
Yeah, he wants to. You want to know what's kind of funny?
But I hear that it's possible that it could happen.
Yeah,
there probably. Are enough people that are like, yeah. But I'm saying, if there's enough people that could fucking we'll do that, why can't we create a party on the other side of it that is way better?
Because then it splits the party. Like right now, unfortunately, the way that it works is that then it splits the party and then whoever has the biggest non-split wins. So if that's the conservative Republicans, then they win.
What I will give that side, his side of the fucking swing is that they commit 100%. Like they're just like all in.
Yeah, they stick together.
Like they go for it.
I don't.
And I think we all have like the best intention, but we have a hard time. Like
we're the good guys, unfortunately. Yeah, like, and I don't want to say like good and evil. I think that's it. But I think that we try to play by the rules, and we, you know, condemn the absolute power that Mitch McConnell has been wielding and the ways they go about the system and whatever. And so then when we try to do it, everyone's like, well, what happened to blah, 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 you know, like, so I think unfortunately that we're the good guys in this moment. And I do wish that they would just kind of shove that in a drawer and say, right, fuck you. Like we can't do this right now. I need some sharks. I need a few sharks to at this, because this is it's just not working.
Definitely need sharks in the leadership. And I mean, I think that yes, we are the good guys, but also like educated people are not a monolith. Like people who actively like want to learn things and care about things, they generally learn and care about different things. And I think that that is natural and normal and human. What is not natural and normal and human is what happens over there, where they all fall in line under these same beliefs that they've believed since we can see. Like it's so far back, which
is authoritarianism.
Crazy. It's not normal, which, okay. And even that is interesting to me, because for them to like kind of want or definitely want an authoritarianism. Mm-hmm. Government.
Authoritarian. Sorry. Yes. Crushing it.
Sounds like me.
I know, you guys. I told you I didn't need the alcohol. for them to want that, but also want small government, you know, doesn't make any sense.
Right. You guys, like, literally.
Your party doesn't make any sense.
You guys, I like had a mind explosion like that. Like I was sitting thinking and I was like, okay, wait, talk to me about the two ideologies of politics right
now.
That's why
I was like, I don't understand your endgame. I don't get it.
Like, I don't understand you. The conservatives want small government, but you essentially want a dictator.
Right.
And we're over here just saying like, why don't you give the people what they need and govern and do what the fuck you're supposed to do? And we're like, we're the big government part. Like, none of it makes sense. It's all weird. I also just want to double, like, circle back real quick and say the Constitution was meant to be redrafted and reworked and the founding fathers, I can guarantee you, if they, I mean, first of all, they would like throw up if they just saw everything that's been going on in this country. But
some of them,
well, they would throw up at the insurrection for sure. The insurrection,
you know how I feel about the founding fathers.
Yeah, right? I know, but just listen to what I'm saying.
The insurrection, the
misinformation, all of these things, right? Like, yeah. Okay, yes, of course, yes, they were slave owners, they were not good people. We know this, we don't like them, but they. When they wrote out this document, they were not like, this is going to stand for 200 plus years. And I hope lawyers and judges look back on it and become originalists. Nobody did that. No. Also, tune in next week for my fucking rant about originalism, because I hate it and I'll talk about
it. I've never even heard that word. The closest thing I know is the TV show, The Originals. It was about vampires. Anyway, so I'm excited to learn about that. They called it the American experiment. If that is not a nod to the fact that they were just testing some shit out and trying to see what worked, then I don't know what is. Like, it's time for us.
If people were marching up to the fucking Capitol, they would have their bayonets pulled out so quick, just like poke, poke, stabby, stab. Like, it'd be so fast. It'd be, yeah. It'd be like, get back the fuck. fuck up off the Capitol right
Absolutely,
now.
Absolutely. As they should.
I still am just floored that that didn't happen. Like, I'm still just shocked that that didn't become.
I'm floored at the fact that, like, even with. So I was listening to AOC's, you know, live. And you guys, if you haven't watched it, it is now on her Instagram. You can watch the whole thing and you should. But when she started getting those texts that she should be careful and like prepare herself and all that stuff. But then she kept going and then it was like on Monday when I drove up to work and I was like, girl, why were you still by yourself?
That's okay. That's how I felt. And I thought it was, like, I was like,
I'm confused. We already got the text. Where is the security detail? And she's like, right? They surrounded my car. And I'm like, well, yeah. Yeah, they did. Everyone told you.
Where is the security?
Like, I was like, does she need security? Someone give her my number. I will show up.
I was about to say, literally. Where are the people? I need whoever is the head of her security detail to do better. You need to bend the fucking knee, bro. Like,
bend the knee.
This episode is definitely going to be called Bend the Knee.
Yes, let's talk about bending the knee.
Bend the knee.
Let's talk about bending the knee. Let's talk about how I smash your fucking knee if you step one more inch closer to AOC. I swear to God. You won't have a knee.
I will Tanya Harding you right now. Like, I have no problem. I will Tanya Harding you for AOC. Okay?
It was just very, very confusing to me. Like, and yeah. She was so courageous and brave and graceful in the way that she handled that. But that's so scary because, once again, y'all, she is a person. She is a human woman. Mm-hmm. And I cannot imagine having my car surrounded with angry white people who have like fucking spears.
And then going to the store.
Yeah.
And then feeling that like animosity too. Like,
I'm like, girl, order your groceries. Who is allowing AOC to do all of this stuff by herself?
This is what I want to know. I'm like, where's her partner? Where are the people?
AOC doesn't seem to me like a person that can get told what to do. So, you know, if somebody was like, you need to stay home, she'd be like, go fuck yourself. I'm going to live my life.
And that's probably true, but I need somebody to just be hired to just follow her around. Like, you just need, I need Secret Service level agents on AOC at all times.
On another Game of Thrones reference, can we get the Mountain? Can we get the Hound? Can we get somebody following this chick?
She needs a dire wolf. She needs a dire wolf with her at all times.
Can we get a dragon?
Please. Can we get a dragon?
Like, anything.
Can we get Arya? Arya would be great.
I would love Arya to just pop out.
Great.
Switching faces and I love it. That would be who I would want protecting me, Arya Stark.
That's who I would choose.
I would like Arya and a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Personally.
What about Arya and Brienne?
Oh my God, Brienne.
I love Brienne of Tarth, but I don't need her. Like, somebody else can have her.
I love Brienne of Tarth, but she annoys the fuck out of me. She's like, and here again, I want to give you this sword. She just talks too fucking much. It's too much. I'm like, girl, if you don't take that
armor off. Yeah, but she will never leave your side, though. Arya is loyal on her mission.
And we know because she won't stop saying that. I'll never leave your side. It's like, Brienne, you got it.
I don't know. I would take Brienne on my team for sure.
I would take Arya.
I want Arya and a dragon, because if Arya is out doing some of her, you know, switch face shit, then my dragon will swoop in. They both, you know, they come at the nick of time, both the dragons and Arya. Yeah, and that's just, I like it. You know?
Yeah.
I don't feel crowded by their protection.
Okay, but, okay, so here's.
I love
Game of Thrones.
How have we gotten here?
It was my fault. I'm sorry, not sorry.
If you want to feel safety, though, then you have Brienne. She's always there. Mm-hmm. You still have to have Arya in the nick of time, a dragon in the nick of time. Mm-hmm. I think it's, however, to really be honest, I think AOC has a little bit of that. Because when she's in her hometown, when she's back in her, like, in her district, those people, the whole town, like, all those people would die for her.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they would, like,
ain't no one getting close to her.
Yeah. We get so to the Wizards to bridge that. Game of Thrones straight to AOC, like,
but honestly, you crushed it. Yeah,
like, it was so good.
But there is a level of like concern that, you know, I have with like the fact that a bunch of white men on Twitter are making me and my, you know,
demographic,
color, skin, demographic, sex look like pieces of shit.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, Zach, they had a lot of help. History has made white men look like pieces of shit.
I know, but I'm just saying that, like, this, my age, they aren't, you know, my age currently, this conservative, and not all conservative. They can be even more, you know, I mean, I don't know if they're like liberal, but, you know, some pretty big names out there just, you know, completely, what's the right word? Just kind of mansplaining what it's like to feel threatened, what it's like to feel endangered. The idea of, oh, it was just a cop that was trying to get and protect her and she like freaked out. It's like, how does she know?
Right.
She knows she's a target. She's been targeted by Fox and Newsmax and OWN for years. And it's scary. Come on. Things that we don't know, she sees every day. She's getting updates from the FBI, Secret Service. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. She's getting crazy hate mail on her social media channels. We know that exists. And she doesn't want to talk about it because that just only increases it. But she had a very real reason to be afraid. And that just makes
me
so sad. And
she's still a fucking hero. She still shows up and like is vulnerable and like gives to people and like show them a real side, you know, of somebody who works in a government building where a lot of people feel like those people are like not actual people. Like they don't have feelings or they don't care about people. Yeah. And to have her come online and have these kind of IG lives where she can like really talk to individuals like us, like that just, it means a lot. I think she knows that, but it's very dangerous and I'm concerned.
I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I'm concerned too, but
I'm learning how to
honestly
fight.
I know. I'm about to.
I'm not even kidding. I'm taking Muay Thai lessons. Like I'm fully learning how to fight because I just want to feel safe, like walking around. I want to feel, and like the more and more shit gets crazy like this, the less and less I feel safe. I've always been like very, you know, aware when I'm on walks or anything like that. But lately it's just been like I was on a hike and there was a group of, and this is Zach, to your point, it's always been a little uncomfortable seeing like large groups of white men together. But now I'm like, I don't know like what's about to happen. And I was on a hike and there was this big group of white dudes and I was like, okay. like brace yourself. Like, I don't know what's about to go down. And I hate that feeling. I hate the feeling that I hate that I have to feel that, but I also hate feeling like I'm going to have to just rely on my natural instincts to try and get me out of this situation. I would like to have some heightened instincts for if there is a situation.
But you're not just like reacting out of like fucking panic,
or like
and
fear,
like,
just pure survival skills. So I'm learning and I am.
That makes me really sad.
I hate that. I hate that so much.
That's really depressing to me, Casey.
Sorry. Yeah. But I'm doing something to help me feel empowered.
Yes,
so
empowerment. We
love happy
that.
About that. And I encourage anybody else who feels similarly to how I feel to do the same because it's about your peace of mind as well. Like we should be able to walk around and feel safe in our own bodies and we can't trust society to do that for us, clearly. So, you know, take care of yourself. Do what you got to do.
Yeah. Hear, hear. Hear, hear on that.
Speaking of that, let me do a nice little segue to something crazy that we haven't talked about in our pre-stuff. Kyle Rittenhouse, the kid who crossed state lines to shoot up people in Kenosha. I see him. They can't find him. Because they let him go home on his own recognizance, right, to his mom. And he got bail, $500,000 or $1 million bail.
Wow.
So he's been able to run around free. And now they don't know where he is.
That's great.
Now, that could just be like a little bit of like, you know, it could honestly be he moved, didn't say where he was going. It could be next morning, wake up and, you know.
Is he allowed to move and not say where he's going?
Because he's a patriot.
He's not allowed to do that.
He's not allowed to do that. He's in trouble.
Saying, yes, it's possible that he could have just an honest mistake. It's possible. But most likely, it's not an honest mistake. He's never going to show up in court and he's gone. Don't you think?
Yeah.
The idea that he could even have bond on murdering people in general.
The fact
is
that he can get out on bail after crossing state lines to go defend federal property as a civilian with a gun and kill two people, that is like multiple federal crimes. Like the fact that he is anywhere other than a jail cell waiting for his fucking trial is the whitest thing I've ever heard in my life. And I
so fucking mad.
It's insane. Like people like, I think all the time about, like, Kalief Brower, who died in jail because – or he didn't die in jail, excuse me. He was held, like, while they were trying to do his sentencing for stealing a backpack, held in solitary confinement for 3 years. Like, horrible, horrible story. for stealing a backpack because he didn't have enough money for bail. So they just held him the entire time they were trying to figure everything out, whatever. And then they let him go and he killed himself.
No, because he suicide. Yeah, I remember went, the story.
He lost his mind. Like, yeah. So like we have that story. And then we have a person who went to a nonviolent protest that turned violent because guns were introduced by this man and killed two people and is just out walking around. Like, yeah. I don't understand how you can support anybody in that group. Like, I just don't get it. I think
it's the whole fucking system. That is what you just described as a failure of the system. It's not even about individual people anymore. Like, just like, take it all, take it back. Like, I just don't know. can they leave? Can we have a thing or can we leave? Can somebody leave? Can we just like start over?
It's things like this, man, that just make it, as like a person of color, feel like you're like just exhausted of this shit. Like, I just,
yeah,
even rehearing his story, I'm just like, the fact
I know that took something out of me.
I'm like, wow, like that just took some fucking, all the wind we have to build up as people of color in our sails just to fucking like even move forward with something that we want to say without, or well, being terrified the entire time, just like to have that completely taken away because of something like this is just, it's really, really frustrating.
Yeah. Because the truth is, the system doesn't care about us. It doesn't protect us from people like Kyle Rittenhouse. And it looks for every reason to lock us up and make us lose our minds. And, you know, it really is. It can get really, really dark, which is why I have to take breaks from like reading news stories. I haven't read a new one about any, systemic
murders. Which is why you have to surround yourself with like really great things that are happening, you know, that are progressive, that are really moving forward, you know, in the right light, and Black stories and Black beauty, Black power, and black beauty, as I said. But having all of that in your corner, like just surrounding yourself with that light, because
it's a tough balance too, because people like, sorry, can you say his name again, Paige?
Khalif Brower.
Yeah. So people like Khalif, you also don't ever want to like forget their story. Like, I also want to like honor their memory and people like him, honor his memory, make sure that we don't just let narratives like that slip away. But at the same time, you know, you got to like make sure you're not just staying in that, because it's impossible to breathe that way. Like, I just can't do it. So thank you to all the people, the allies like Paige, who do it when I can't, when I legitimately.
Or as RuPaul calls them, squirrel friends.
Oh my God.
RuPaul calls them squirrel friends. RuPaul calls anybody who's an ally to like LGBTQ+, he calls them squirrel friends. These are our squirrel friends.
That's very cute.
Oh my gosh, fun. What if I'm a gay squirrel friend? What do I do then?
Well, in this case, to being a defending Black people.
Oh, okay, like, I'm on it. I'm
allied to that cause.
I'm here. I'm back. Yeah. Sorry, it's late. I think I had a stroke. It's fine. everything is good, and we're here. Yeah, I'll do it all day, every day for y'all. Anytime.
Yes, appreciate it. But I do want to wrap us up. But did anybody have any final thoughts? I don't want to like rush.
I know if you're excited about the Super Bowl this weekend, I think it's this weekend, please don't go out and spread this shit. People are dying, and just fucking, you know, be safe.
The Super Bowl is this weekend?
Wear a mask. It's sometime soon, and they're talking about it being like a big deal, like it's gonna be a huge spreader situation.
Come on.
Just like, you guys, we spiked in the holiday and then we dropped down, and now they're like talking about how it's gonna be a big deal Super Bowl, because it's really like packed in, like the kind of Super Bowl thing is, like everyone gets really close and they're like yelling and stuff. It's like, just,
also,
you know,
though, I thought that I heard today that like 9 people on the Chiefs are playing, right? The Chiefs?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. Please, I don't know. But like 9 people. I don't care about football at all. But 9 people on the Chiefs tested positive for COVID, or like were exposed.
Oh, so good.
I swear, my sister said so.
The wizard is saying no.
No.
Fact check.
There's a
never mind.
A barber.
Oh, the barber. So he was
a
exposed.
Barber had COVID and was exposed to some of the players. So now they're on the active list with regard watch to like list. You know watching them. Oh. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I wasn't so all the way wrong. That was a Fox News fact. My bad.
Yeah, so hopefully that's not an updated new number.
I think it was.
All I'm saying is, I'm not saying like don't go out and enjoy your team and like enjoy it. I'm just saying like
that's exactly what I'm saying.
There are people dying. Please do not go kill people, guys. Like it's not worth the ribs and the yelling and the beer.
Yeah, like have ribs by yourself. Just like have ribs at home.
Well, the update is there were 20 players.
20 players what?
Were lined up to get a haircut from this barber who had COVID.
Wow. They're so on top of it.
Well, just don't get your hair cut the week before the Super Bowl with random people. What are you doing?
But why are we not testing this barber before he comes in?
People are...
Wait.
These are kids. These are 20-year-olds. I don't know.
This is very strange.
No one's going... They're not in a bubble, so they just went to a barber who's
They all went to the same barber?
Oh, they're, I guess so. They're not in a bubble?
Correct. That is correct. The NBA did the bubble.
Why are they not in a bubble?
Because the NFL wanted to do their own thing. I mean,
yeah.
The NFL wanted to have all the
NFL.
I have many comments about the NFL.
Many comments about the NFL as well. And I go back and forth on like whether when I become famous, I'm going to buy a team or not, just because I'm so bothered by the people who run those teams. But I also don't really care about football. It's very confusing.
It's just like boring.
But I just want to like care about black men and their lives and like not treat them like pieces of meat who can't do anything or have any opinions. Yes. And I want to get their heads checked regularly because like we're making them, you know, they're hitting each other all the time.
Yeah, we saw concussion, like, okay?
I just want to treat them like people, but like not care about the game.
I love that.
That's my idea.
I want to get rich enough to buy Kelly Loeffler's WNBA team from her.
Do it. So to end this week, since we kind of like went on a bleak note, everybody name something that made you happy this past week. It can be as silly as you want it to be, and I will start because mine is very silly. Oh my gosh, so this story made me very happy. Just because Trey Songz. Now I will start by saying Trey Songz was dead wrong. He was wrong in this situation, but he was able to, within this altercation, so he was out at a thing that he shouldn't have been out at, and he also didn't have on a mask. So, dead wrong, Trey Songz, shame on you. What are you even doing, bro? You had COVID. You had COVID last year. I'm very confused by you. So anyway, the security comes up, and they're like, bro, you can't be in here without a mask on. Apparently, Trey Songz was like, meh. I don't really have to listen to you. And so then a police officer gets involved. And then there's this video of a scuffle between Trey Songz and this police officer. And Trey Songz was able to hold a police officer in just a very strong, like, what is this called? What's this one? Headlock. And the image of Trey Songz with an officer in a headlock and him living to tell the tale. Made me happy because that could have gone a completely opposite way. It's kind of like how black people felt when OJ got off. Like everybody was like, well, he was completely wrong. But this goes the other way so often that it's just kind of satisfying to see somebody treated like white people are treated, you know?
Yes.
Because white people are dead wrong often. And they
most
do stupid
of the time,
shit
I'd say.
Often to police officers and they don't have to die for it. So that made me happy, for better or for worse.
I love that for you. I love that.
Wait, I want to go second. I want to talk shit about white people. I loved the LeBron James yelling at the courtside Karen. I don't know if you guys heard about the LeBron James courtside Karen moment, but basically this woman was talking, you know, whatever. I don't even know what she really was even saying, but, you know, she's just talking trash on the sideline. LeBron said some stuff back to her. And then eventually she like pulled her mask down and started yelling across the court. And that's like a big no-no to be, I know, a fan at a game. I'm like, wait, what country?
Only a white
Georgia.
Fan would do that.
Georgia. And she got kicked out of the game. And I loved it. LeBron was so awesome afterwards. He was so great about it. I loved it. He was hilarious. He actually thought that her husband was her father. And so he like said some comment about that and it was really funny. So I love LeBron. I think he's amazing. And I hate trashy white people. So there we go. Yeah. That made me really happy.
Dope.
I second that hatred for trashy white people. So
yeah,
I feel that. I
think we can all agree on that.
Yeah. I hate a lot of white people, actually. You don't even have to be trashy sometimes.
I know. The conservative ones are also not great.
Yeah. I have so many kind that I don't like. I'll go. What did I do? I haven't honestly done a ton of things that really made me happy, but I've just been like really busy. I'm like fine, but I just like have been super busy with school and everything. So school is making me happy, even though it's depriving me of sleep, but I love it. The one thing that I think was the best choice I've made all week was, my sister came and she was having like a really bad day. And I've been doing like, you know, the dance it out for a little bit. And so I made my entire family reenact the Precious Love scene from Schitt's Creek. And we all danced to that song in my living room. And it was really precious and fun and enjoyable. And it made everybody like feel better happy. Adorable. And yeah, so that was what made me very happy. What a
cute fam bam moment.
Yeah, it was pretty adorable. I was like, all right, you crazy kids. So that's what made me happy. Laska, what about you?
So, Laska's finishing her tequila.
Oh my God.
Hey,
buddy.
Tequila. Da,
da, da, da, da. Hey! Oh my God.
I'm kind of drunk.
Okay.
That makes me happy. But what I will say is, my birthday Zoom party would make me so happy. This is my turtle. Okay. this is me doing a turtle pose. Nobody can see it, but
we can see it.
But all my friends, including all of my co-hosts here, showed up, and family and friends, like people I've known for so long, like people I haven't even talked to in a while. It was just such an awesome surprise and so like wonderful to see everybody's faces. I felt so loved and supported, and it was great. It's still great. Like, I'm still feeling it right now.
Well, we love you. So
we do love you and support you.
Yeah. So,
it's all
I only
true.
Love you, but I guess I'll support you if I have to.
I'll take it.
All right, you guys. That is all this week for the Black Boy Collective Presents Justice and Juice.
Juice. What accent was that?
What?
What?
You just had an accent.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. You definitely did. I had to know. Okay, nobody else caught that shit. I'm not that drunk, guys. You definitely had an accident. It was like, okay, everybody, welcome to the... I swear to God, you just did that. Is that not what you just did? Or was that...
I am shook right now. That is the tequila. Like, that's the tequila talking.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, I'm at a party right now. I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Are you asking if I did a Chet Hanks impersonation? Because
I did not. Or I'm on a yacht in the Caribbean. I'm not really sure what the fuck just happened, but that's what it felt like.
No, I didn't.
It was only for a second. It wasn't the whole line. It was just the beginning.
If anybody else out there heard that, I apologize. That is not.
I'm going to listen to this back.
That is not what I was trying to do. I was trying to do our normal little Justice and Juice thing. But as usual, you guys, thank you for listening. Rate, share, subscribe, comment. Yeah, I think that's all.
Like? Did you say like?
I don't think so.
Like it. Whatever.
Why do we leave this to you every time?
I think we're hoping that someday I'll get it right. Like, it's pretty, astonishing that, like, I still can't memorize it.
It's called belief. It's fine.
I memorize things for a living, you guys.
I believe that you'll probably forget something every single time we do it. That's what I believe in, but it's fun to watch.
I mean, yeah,
you
probably.
Know what? I have more faith. And you.
Thank you, Paige. Thank you, Paige, because you love me and support me. Alaska just loves me.
Yeah. I love you for the entertainment. For the accents and the forgetfulness. It's great.
There was no accent. That is in your own head. You're your own entertainment.
Literally none accent, like at all.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening, you guys. Do all the things that it gives you an option to do on the podcast page. Just press all the buttons, type all the things.
Be nice and be cool.
Yeah.
And if you have anything negative to say, like literally, put it in your Twitter drafts. Like, I don't want to hear about it.
All right. You heard it here first. Paige ain't got nothing to say to you and your negative thoughts. Bye.
We out.
All right, y'all. Goodbye.